Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the DBS Films Podcast. It's just me and you, so that means it is a DBS production update. Today is July 9th, and we have some really, really cool updates for you guys. So the biggest one is we are growing incredibly rapidly in our Discord channel, which is why it's a perfect segue for me to go ahead and remind you that that is the place to be. That's where all the fun is. That's where we're going to have our open casting call and our auditions going on in about 2 weeks from now. So you literally have a chance to be in our movies, part of our movies, because we make movies for our fans with our fans. So I am very excited for this episode. But to give you guys a little idea, at this point in time, just last week, we had 1,723 members in the Discord channel. At this moment, let's go ahead and take a look. We now have 4,882 members in the Discord channel. So 4,882. We're looking at basically 3,150 people, or triple or double, a good double from what we originally had, just joined our community. So our size has tripled, and it is absolutely amazing. So, you know, I've been hitting the lives on TikTok a little extra hard just to make sure that we continue going and getting all these new people joining us. But I think what the best part about it is they're literally such amazing people. So thank you to everyone who, you know, might be listening to this for the first time, who just joined us within this week. But we had over 3,000 people join us, tripling the size of the DBS Army. And it is perfect timing because we're going into the Kickstarter. We're going into the Haunting of the Murder House. We're going into all these big things. And honestly, I have never felt so much momentum and so much positivity when it comes to these next few months for DBS. So I'm very excited. Huge shout out to everyone who helped us with that. Again, our mod team is absolutely amazing. Like, I was one of the first things I said was, you know, I'm so glad this didn't happen when we first had the Discord set up. I mean, we have it really well structured now after probably like I say months, and it was only since March. So in March, we had no one, we had no Discord, and now we have 4,882 people. So it really is something where just that growth alone is wild. But over the past week, it's been 3,000. And had we had that initial growth at first, it would have just broke it. I mean, I had no clue what I was doing, but now we have a very structured system, and more importantly, an amazing mod team and an amazing community that's answering questions, welcoming people in, just being as wholesome as ever, because it really is the best community out there. So huge shout out to everyone there, but that is honestly the biggest thing. And I think we're going to continue to grow. You know, by the time I actually release this, I'm confident we will be over 5,000. So we'll probably be at like 5,100 or something, because we got a long night of grinding ahead of us, because this is finally the momentum that we need. And again, we make movies for our fans with our fans. And the more fans we have, the more movies we make, and the more amazing people we can give an opportunity. So I am very excited, everyone, to all the super fans, to all the Carl's Club, to everyone listening to this one right now. I know I say it often in the Discord, but I'm saying it now in the podcast. Thank you so much. I mean, this is just such an amazing thing. It literally felt like I was seeing my life change as these Discord numbers and members were piling in, seeing the mod team immediately saying, hey, how can we welcome them? Let's go ahead and work this out, doing all of that. Just our members in general are super friendly, so they're always helping too. And it's just a great community. So I'm very excited about that. Very happy. And, you know, with that being said, it's perfect timing. As I mentioned, we are looking at wrapping up the Kickstarter. I should have a big update for everyone starting Monday, where it's like, these are the prizes, or these are the different levels. This is what's happening. This is when we're launching. This is how you can help for the Discord. And then we're trying to launch basically a week after that. So I think we're looking at like the 20th now for the Kickstarter, but we're going to be kickstarting for 3 weeks. So a pretty short campaign. And I think it's going to be a great way. What we're doing is we're saying we're promoting the Haunting of the Murder House. And that's exactly what we're doing. So all the funds that we raise are going to be used for Facebook ads, for theater releases. So we want to basically rent out theaters for super fans to go see, just for different marketing avenues. And then a good 60% of it's just going to be fees and merch stuff. So we really want to get our super fans. You are going to get early access. So we're going to have a whole bunch of early access for super fans to get it right as soon as it goes live. And then once that runs out, what's going to happen is it's going to open to the public at a higher price. It's supposed to be just really, really high quality shirts. I know I have one of the shirts from the companies that's local that does it. It's fantastic quality compared to the Zazzle ones we get now. Much cheaper, much more affordable as well too. Includes the shipping and everything. So I'm excited for that. There's also a lot of higher level stuff. Halloween Horror Nights is a perk that you can get. You can become an executive producer on one of our movies or contributing producer on one of our movies. So there's a lot of different things there. And again, we're really just testing the waters with this one, but this is when the community can have a real boom in the sense of being able to knock something out of the park for us. Because if we're able to step up to this Kickstarter, we have so much momentum on our side going into the filming of the next movie that if we're like, okay, wow, this is actually really working, we're going to step up production on that next movie. So This is what happens when I love how much the flywheel moves for DBS, because I have multiple things to go into. Not only can I talk about us finishing the new script for Into the Forest 2.0, but The Haunting of the Murder House itself is cleaning up in festivals. So it's doing a great job. It got its first best feature win, which is absolutely amazing to see. It's in a ton of festivals. We're going to continue to look at adding more and more, and we're going to continue to keep going out to them as much as we can and getting our super fans out there with us. So we're looking for a fun festival tour with Mo. He's going to go on the road. He's going to do some work, and all the numbers and everything we're getting back is that, you know, Mo's really going to do a good job. Our distributor is locking down the deal for it. We're targeting Tubi right away. We're targeting Amazon, TVOD, where you have to pay for it, but they're basically looking at it. And if we can get enough reviews and ratings right off the bat for The Haunting of the Murder House, then we're able to go ahead and get, it on SVOD, which is Amazon Prime, for free. So guess what? Day one, DBS Discord. Let's go, baby. We're going to push it. And this is, again, the power of everything we see. So that's The Haunted Murder House. Well, we're doing the Shapeshifter editing. We're getting through those rough cuts. Not too much of an update there, but I finally got Brendan to admit that it's the best movie that we've made. Well, he said best looking, so he's getting there. He's getting there. So I'd say give him a few more weeks, and then he'll settle down there. But we're also in the middle of the writing process for Into the Forest 2.0. And again, that casting call is going to be live in about a week and a half from now, depending on how the script goes. You can audition in our Discord. We're always going to have open auditions for our fans. We're going to have open auditions for everyone. I think what's really going to be cool with these like production updates is, like, you know, now that we're really ramping up and everything, is going to be really fun. So busy, but it's the fun kind of busy. So I'm really excited for it. So that being said, let's go ahead as always, and let's read the Discord questions for us. So question number one is from Jordy, and Jordy is absolutely amazing. She is just such an amazing part of our community. She hopped right in. She's already super fan level two, and she's just such a fun person. And I mean, I feel like I could say that about pretty much everyone, but it's so true how awesome the people are that we have. Her question is, when was the first time you realized that being in the film industry was something you wanted to do with your life? And was there something or someone that inspired you? So I feel like our path is a little bit different in the sense that we knew, like, both me and my brother kind of enjoyed like films and storytelling, and like I always just had like a mind that was just wired for like telling stories and things ever since I could remember. And I ended up doing film in high school, and then I went into college. I won my high school film festival, so that's a good fun fact about me. But shout out to Carl Boehm out there for being the best film teacher. So I'd say he definitely was an inspiration in the sense of getting to the point where I actually made a movie. Plus, it was really cool watching movies with him. That was also a really good time too. So I would say that being cool and that fun experience of film. But really what ended up happening is when I got to college, I decided not to go into film for UCF. It wasn't really a film school, so you'd just be learning film at a normal college. And like, I was just kind of like, I don't know if it's going to be worth it. So I went down the business route, did a whole bunch of stuff there, and then eventually started my own business in the sense of having a marketing company. But this was after years of working with my brother, when I was working for a different job, because basically he started a publishing book company. And then he got approached by Amazon. Essentially, Amazon was like, hey, we want to look at doing film. So that basically guaranteed him a return on it. So he's like, hey, this is a business. I've always wanted to do this. This is an opportunity for us to do it at a low scale and see if we can do it. And that's the difference. I think when people are like, what inspires you, and like, what does all that stuff, they're kind of expecting for, like, I threw everything at it. we really scaled into this. You know, 5 years, multiple movies, a ton of stuff learned, and we really kind of slowly worked our way into it. And the reason I say that is it was always an inspiration, something we wanted to do, but it was never like one moment or one thing. It just kind of felt, and I'm also a big believer that I think most people would want to do films. It's an amazing process. I think most humans are a creative being, and being able to create something is great. And because people are so exposed to films, it's something that everyone's really drawn to, which is why I love being able to give the opportunity to other people to do it. And that's why it's going to be one of the big focuses of DBS, is they provide these opportunities to be creative. But I think the downside is it's so much harder than anyone can ever possibly imagine. And on top of that, it's so hard to make money. Like, it's so, like, I've never seen an industry where I think people have such a wrong misconception about it. I mean, if you ask people to think it's really easy to make a movie, and even me, had you asked me before these movies, hey, Kellen, we're going to make a movie. Oh, I could make a movie. I would totally say that same thing, like not even knowing how difficult it is now. So that applies to me. It applied to everyone. But with that being said, you know, people think, oh, wow, it's going to be super easy. And then, you know, they know about the multi-million dollar movies and everything. So it's kind of this misconception. But thankfully, because we've been able to scale into it, I think that's why we're seeing that success. So kind of a long answer there, but it's always hard because it's a question we get asked a lot. And it's never like, you know, I don't think I might come up with a quick little snippet, because I think I am going to keep getting inspired by it, but it's just always kind of been something. You know, it's not like I watched a movie and I was like, oh, I want to make movies. I just always have been kind of creative in that mindset. So that's just, at least for me. So Sparkle asks, what would you want to do if it was not in film? And honestly, it would just be not work. I think dream job is kind of like a toxic term, because like I would much rather just do things. Like, I'd much rather just go places and learn hobbies and skills and things. So I think I would probably have continued my business a lot more heavy focus, because right now, you know, it's kind of like an autopilot of what I'm doing until the movies get there. You know, we're not really trying to grow or do anything more crazy. But with that being said, it is something where if it wasn't this, I'd probably go into full grind mode like I am for the films, and just kind of really try and take that off, really try and get to a place, you know, work really hard for probably the next 5-10 years or so, and then just not work. That would be my goal. Would I achieve it? I have no clue. But I would basically try and get there by any means necessary. So it would most likely be, I mean, I say that now and I'm already in, it'd probably be in marketing just because of what I have, but yeah, it'd be in marketing, because I mean, I would still use the skills. Even if I didn't have the videographer, that's still what my like expertise were. So probably something like that. You know, maybe I'd probably start my own business. I've always looked at like starting a business. Like, I think I could just run a, you know, whatever the product is, I think I could run a tight ship. And, you know, if I had a good team, I think I could succeed in it, and I'd learn like what businesses were good. So I'd probably start an additional business or something like that, but really just kind of grind until I couldn't have to work. Last question is from June, and June asked, would you ever consider a big zombie movie to incorporate a bunch of fans cast as a zombie mod? 1,000,000%. I've mentioned it a few times on the lives, but like, that's going to be a fun one. Like, I'm going to try and do at least once a year a mob movie, whether it's just like a riot, an army, or whatever it might be, just so we can get a whole bunch of super fans there. Because yeah, I think that's such a great way for the whole community to be out there, make it a giant event. You know what I mean? It'd be like a 2-day super fun event where like you get to meet everyone. It's zombies. Like, oh, I'd have so much fun with it. That would be, yes, 1,000,000%. And then your second question, do you have any place anywhere in the world that is specifically inspired to shoot to film in? And if so, what kind of movie? What would be really cool would be a DBS vacation to cast of a movie and shoot the movie somewhere exotic to have a little vacation down there too. That's an amazing idea. First off, that's an absolutely amazing idea. I didn't even think of that, but that's fantastic. And I love that idea, especially if it's just for like a few scenes of the movie. Like, we could always do it as like a retreat. That's also a super fans event. Oh, amazing, amazing, amazing. I haven't really thought of that because that's so far out of our budget for now. But again, our budget could scale really quickly, especially if it follows like the growth of our Discord and whatnot. So with that being said, I don't quite, I never quite thought of that, but I think that's great. Same for you, like, is there a place you aspire to film? Honestly, right now, no. I just, I mean, like, mountains, maybe. Like, I'm really, I'm, I feel like I'm so, like, broken from indie filmmaking that, like, I would kill for, like, a sound stage. Like, just a sound stage and just a controllable environment inside a warehouse would be like, oh my God, I would love that. Like, the cost of traveling and doing all of that, and like, I just, it, I'm so like, I'm so in the indie mindset that I can't even comprehend thinking that. I mean, with that being said, I have had a cool idea where like zombies take over a ski resort. Like some gondola stuff could be really cool, where like the gondola's going up. Like basically the top of the mountain is where all the survivors are, and like the resort area is like full of zombies, and you just are basically trying to get people up there. And again, there you go, there's a ski trip for us. But I would say that's it. If we want to take budget aside, other than that, I haven't really had a movie that had a specific location in mind. So that's a very interesting question, June. So that's going to go ahead and wrap it up. Again, guys, if you do want to have any questions for the podcast, be sure to go ahead in the Discord in the discussions channel. Look for questions for the podcast. Go ahead and ask those bad boys, and I will answer them every week, every time I have a chance. But until then, have a good one.